Coach, if you're out there, if you're listening to us, give us a call. Talk about other games you played this week. And I know a lot of games being played. And right now, I'm going to head down to Huskerland and talk with the Higginsville boys coach, Jim Stoner. And Jim, you slip sliding out there? Are you on a pair of ice skates calling us? Are you in your house? Where are you tonight?
I'm definitely inside, okay. Enjoying the warmth of my own home.
I don't blame you. Hey, I appreciated you being on our high school highlights program the other day. That was good chatting with you. We talked about some traditions in the Higginsville Husker basketball program. I thought that was fun for me.
Yes, sir.
Jim, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. You had a busy week and a big MRVC conference game on Tuesday night. You head down to Knob Noster. We knew that was going to be a tough test, and you go down there and the Panthers get you by four.
Yeah, we think Knob Noster is a good basketball team this year. We know they're much improved, and we knew it was going to be a dogfight. We got off to a tough start. Didn't really take advantage of our opportunities early. Turned it over a few too many times and kind of dug ourselves a hole. Honestly, we were down by 13 early in the fourth, but the fourth quarter was definitely our best quarter. Our kids really dug in and showed the improvement that I think we really have improved since Christmas break, and got it back to 2 points with still over a minute to go. So we had our chances. Kids really did a good job of clawing our way back in, but to Knob Noster's credit, they were able to knock their free throws down and put us away.
Jim, who played well for the Huskers down at Knob?
Yeah, we had some good performances. Mason Rumsey is always, usually leads us in scoring. He only had 14, which is under his average, but again, he's very important for us scoring the basketball. But we had a freshman, Josiah Golden, came in. He's been coming off the bench and he's been getting more minutes since Christmas break, and he poured in 14 as well. So Josiah, in fact, all 14 of his were in the second half, and he gave us a needed boost offensively to try to find another score when other people are struggling, especially with Knob playing zone on us. We needed somebody to come in and give us a spark with their shot, and Josiah certainly did that for us.
Well, and you've been playing a lot of close games lately, it seems like. Another close game, a nail-biter last night. You go down and play a very good St. Paul team on their floor, and you come away with a nice win there.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It was really kind of the same scenario as Tuesday night. We dig ourselves a hole. We didn't play poorly, but St. Paul hit shots there in the second quarter. I think we were up one after the first quarter. They hit shots in the second quarter and took a 9-point halftime lead. But to our kids' credit, they really stepped up defensively, and we only gave up 14 second half points. And truly, that was the difference in the game. Kaiser Gan-Vega was our breakout player. He really carried us offensively. He had 18. Season high, career high for no, not a career high. He had 19 once last year. Season high for him this year. Sophomore guard hit four threes and wound up with 18 points, and he was he had seven rebounds. He was all over the place. And Mason Rumsey, I think, had 13 to chip in, and the defense really came through to allow us to come back. I think we were down 10 early in the third and found a way to come back and win by three.
Well, St. Paul's a good ball club. I saw them play before Christmas. They're long. They've got some experience. So that's a nice quality road win for you.
Yeah, we feel like that's when you talk about your getting ready for your district seed meeting or whatever, we feel like that's a resume builder for us for sure.
Well, they're a good ball club. Now, you talk about Knob Noster, you get another shot at the Panthers tomorrow night. You're going to play the finals of the Husker, or not the Husker Classic, but the Lafayette County MRVCE shootout. That was snowed out the championship round last Saturday. So you'll play Knob tomorrow night for the championship of that tournament, but this time it'll be on your own floor.
Yeah, I'm really excited for our kids. I think as we talked before, we were really fortunate for a lot of years to be in a lot of championship ball games. And sometimes I think you take that for granted. But the last couple of years where we've struggled, we haven't been in a championship game since, 2 years ago in the Husker Classic is the last time we made a championship game. So this is a big deal for us, kind of getting our program back on track and knowing that we got some youth, but still have big expectations this year. This is a big ball game for us, and being able to play a championship game on a Saturday night, especially on your home floor, is going to be really exciting for the kids.
Jim, what's the schedule tomorrow over at Higginsville for the finals?
Yes, sir. It's a 4:00 start time for the third place girls game. I think they're going 1:15 in between each. It's 5:15 for third place boys, 6:30 for the championship girls, and then 7:45 for championship boys.
So 4 games tomorrow night. So if people want to see some good basketball, Higginsville will be a good place to go.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Hey, listen, Jim, always enjoy the visit. Good week for you, and the best of luck tomorrow night. And give us a call next Friday night. We'll chat again.
Absolutely. Will do. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, see you, Jim. That's Jim Stoner, head coach of the Higginsville Husker. Let's take a timeout. Come back then. We'll talk to Mike Baker.